You know, he really didn't do too much. I think, you know, it's a good sign, though. I know he's doing everything he can to get back on the field as quickly as he can, and, you know, that's all we can ask of him at this time of the year. You know, honestly, I haven't seen him play football a whole lot. You know, I can remember, you know, he was doing pretty well last year before he hurt his Achilles in training camp, but this year he hasn't been out there that much, so... I know he's anxious to do everything he can to try and get back out as soon as he can, and, you know, we're anxious to have him.
And what changes going into the second game now from an offensive standpoint, just the way you approach the game? It's more play time or whatever?
Yeah, it should be, you know, probably a little bit more play time. I'm not 100% sure. We haven't talked to our coaches on that. But, you know, just trying to tune some things up that we may not have done, you know, as well as we wanted to in the first game. And you know, obviously as a team, our goal is to win. That's what it is every time with the pads on. And, you know, hopefully we can get that done.
Does maybe that decision hinge on effectiveness? I mean, if you guys come out in, you know, this Friday's game and, you know, you go right down, you score, and then you might be out quicker than you were last week, correct?
Possibly. I don't know. You know, that's the nice scenario is to, you know, get in there and score a couple quick touchdowns and, you know, cheer the rest of the guys on. But, you know, we'll see what happens. You never know what coach's plans are until, you know, he gives them to us, and he hasn't really yet. So, but that would be nice for sure.
Are you guys in the first offensive unit, are you guys kind of walking that line between getting your rhythm, getting your stuff, but also not showing the whole – because I know there's probably another gear to the offense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the way it is for every facet of probably every team right now. You want to work on the stuff that should be your bread and butter. Work on the stuff that's, you know, that you call quite a bit during the games and get really good at that. And, you know, the game plan stuff, you know, we don't have a whole lot in, if any. So we don't really look at the opponent too much in the preseason. And it's more of, you know, trying to execute our offense rather than, you know, try and beat their defense.
Just one thing about the first game. It looked like just from the operation, it looked like, you know, no false starts, no, it looked like a pretty smooth thing.
That's something that, you know, we wanted to work on as an offense and as a team, really, is, you know, our penalties. We were penalized quite a bit last year. And you know, it's something we've been focusing on out here in training camp. You know, we hear about it in meetings. We want to make sure that we're a team that's sound and give ourselves, you know, the best chance to win and make it easy on us.
You know, we're talking a lot about running game and getting that to where it's presentable. Does that impact the rhythm that you guys normally play in terms of just playing fast? You know, that kind of passing rhythm that you guys were in so well last year?
Not really. You know, I think we can play fast in the run game as well. You know, it's tempo in and out of the huddle, making sure we get the play calls in quick, which Scott does an awesome job of. And there's a lot of things that contribute to that rhythm, and one of them is just having successful plays on top of another. Whether it's a run or a pass, moving the ball forward, you know, really helps your rhythm, and it's something that we got to try and get into on Friday night.
Do you see improvement from day to day, this squad?
Absolutely. You know, I think this last week was, you know, our best three or four practices in a row that we've done, you know, put together. So I'm happy with where we are. Moving in the right direction, just got to keep working hard. This is a grind. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. We understand that. And, you know, there's little things every day that we work on to try and be better.
You've talked about defining yourself by wins, not statistics. Is that really – I mean, are you able to forget about, you know, all that other stuff and just focus week to week, game to game, win to win? Or is there still some pressure, some vague pressure to get to 5,000 yards again?
No, there's none of that for me. I think, you know, understanding the league and where it is now – as a quarterback, you have to expect to play well to win. You know, I mean, there's not a whole lot of teams that are really successful when their quarterback's playing at a low level. So you got to expect and put pressure on yourself to play at a high level to give yourself and your team a chance to win. And that's how I approach it.
Is this about as good a defense as you can see? They got some real stars on there with Nada and Lewis, and you had to read for however long they. Is this a real test though, just the way they play?
Yeah, it's not only a really good defense, but a really good team. You know, made it to the AFC Championship game last year, and we're, you know, a player two away from going to the Super Bowl. So this team's a really good football team. You know, top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams, they do it well. And it's on us to go out there and you know, try and put a good game together.
Do you have a real comfort level with having the same five stars on the offensive line for a couple years now? I mean, does that give you
– Yeah, absolutely. You know, we all communicate really well, and that's one of the biggest things when they talk about, you know, an offensive line being able to come together and gel is just communication, knowing words that we say to each other that mean certain things and, you know, just being able to get in and out of protections, move it around. And that's something that, you know, we can do – so much better now than we could 3 years ago, and it just takes a process, takes time to get to that level, but it's fun being a part of an offense that can move and dictate, you know, what we want to do as much as we do.
This may seem like a silly question, but can Kelvin Johnson keep getting even better?
I think so. You know,
and what do you see out from him there this camp? Everybody talks about.
You know, I see the same old, same old. I mean, the guy's, you know, obviously height, weight, speed, everything works hard. He's the same guy. I mean, that's what makes him so great. That's what gives him the opportunity to improve. Is his attitude and his effort every day is top notch, and that's what you got to have. And we're lucky that, you know, our star receiver is that way, mm-hmm. and you know, isn't the other way, and just trying to show up on Sundays and get it done. He's a guy that puts the work in. Everybody sees it, and you know, it's nice to have that.
So, do you see another level in you and him? The combination that you two have is prolific.
I think we can always get better. You know, just finding ways to attack defenses. We're going to see different defenses than anybody else sees in the league. We see it every week.
Right.
Teams will come in playing one defense and start playing us and play us in a completely different one, trying to shut him down. And we just find ways to get him the ball. And he's such a student of the game and understands the game well enough that, you know, we can change things in the game, in practice, whatever it is, and he picks it up well.
Did Jimmy Ells play those gunners on him the way the Saints did that one time?
That was, you know, that was the only one, really. You know, Dallas played a little bit of diamond on them in third down, like three and a half, four guys on them. So that's, you know, at least over on his half of the field. So there's different coverages we see every week. We've got to kind of get through them sometimes in the first quarter, see them, and then find ways to attack them later in the game.
What have you seen from R.J. Archer? We haven't seen a lot of him out there in his transitioning from the arena league.
Yeah, you know, I think early on in camp, you know, he was running mostly, you know, show team stuff on the defense, you know, trying to help out the defense. He's gotten a lot of reps the last 3 days, and I've been really impressed, to tell you the truth. He's got a great arm. You know, he's got a live arm. He's an athletic kid. He can get outside the pocket. And, you know, it's fun to watch those guys progress, you know, week one, week two into this offense and kind of start feeling it and understand what we're trying to do. And, you know, I think he had a really good practice today, and the last couple days has been getting more reps than I think deservingly so.
It's a different approach at all from Titus Young.
Yeah, I mean, Titus is – you know, another year older, another year mature, more mature, excuse me. And, you know, I think he's understanding that, you know, he has an opportunity to make some plays for us. You know, I think he knew that last year, but it's always tough, you know, coming in. He has shortened off season this year. He's kind of seeing his role, developing his role, and, you know, embracing it.
Matthew, how do you guard against the notion of you guys made the playoffs last year, so you're a playoff team, so you're automatically a playoff team again? I know that's not the case, but there, some people feel that way. You know, fans maybe feel that way.
Yeah, well, it's easy. You just look at past history, and you see teams that have gone from playoffs 1 year to the cellar the next year, the teams that have been 2-14 go to the playoffs the next year, you know, teams that are a wild card winning the Super Bowl. The NFL's got so much parity, it's tough to try and peg yourself before the season, that's for sure. So many things can happen. You know, throughout a season, personnel-wise, injury-wise, whatever it is, you got to be ready for anything. You got to be ready to just try and move it forward.